Welcome back to the English Premier Yearling Sale, where we have a special show today. Slowly building up, more people starting to walk in. Of course, the sales start in around about 35 minutes' time on this third day. Leneva Park, a big day for them today. Quite a few going through the ring. We know our old mate Mick Sharkey back with his Leneva Park cap on, literally, as I sit across from him. How are you, Sharky?
The famous green LP stands out, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
On the top of my bonce.
Although Matt Stewart yesterday said to Anthony Mithen's face, gee, I love those Kieran Maher caps, as Mitho was wearing his Rosemont cap, which he was quite disappointed about. Also, great to have a chat to Jenny Saunders, who is back. We spoke to you, Jenny, up at Leneva, which was brilliant. You're in charge of preparing the yearlings for these sales. You've got your little sweethearts, your babies here. How have they handled the preparation and the actual experience of being here?
Yes, I'm really happy with them. They travelled down beautifully and have been professionals throughout here for the week. It's a long week for them. A lot of walk-in, and they've handled it fantastic.
There was one.
Very happy with
there was one that's misbehaved, though, wasn't there? Didn't one step on your phone?
Yes.
Oh, that was on the farm.
Oh, that was on the farm.
Yes.
So yeah, you've had a casualty.
Yes, a little bit of a casualty. My poor phone, which is not good, because I'm a little bit obsessed with my phone. So, yeah, not ideal. But luckily, nothing here. It's all ran touchwood smoothly.
When you get here, just to give the listeners a bit of an insight, because this, I imagine, would be quite daunting for these young horses because they're away from home, they're boxed in close proximity of so many other horses, which they probably haven't experienced before. They're pulled in and out of their boxes to be walked and shown to so many people. How difficult is it to try and keep them calm and settled?
Yeah, it is pretty difficult. I'm very lucky that I've got great staff here with me that have worked with the horses at the farm. So we're definitely their safety blanket at the sale, and we try and keep as much of it as a routine. So the same feed, the same sort of routine of walking them and always reassuring them. And they, like I said, they've handled it perfectly. We've had a few odd days, but we've got to remember they're only yearlings. Mm. So they do get tired, so you just got to work around that. But yeah.
It's been interesting watching the planes go over, particularly the first couple of days. So one takes off and you get that big, the jet stream goes and they're all sort of looking up going, what is that? But after, you know, a few of them take off, they just settle and they get used to it. And walking around the complex, you know, not just our team, but gee, the leaders do such a great job.
Unbelievable.
You know, the odd fractious horse and they, you know, you and I, Michael, just walking around having a look at them or doing whatever, focus on the horse, something, you know, spooks or jumps or kicks, and you think, oh, geez. But they're just so calm on the lead and talk them out of it. You know, come on, settle down. And they listen and respond.
In the pre-parade ring on Sunday when I was out here, they were walking a couple around. Oh, no, it must have been Monday. And there was a young girl half my size, and this horse just went off its head. It was up and down, around, and she didn't bat an eyelid. She was calm, casual, got it back down. It did it about three. I would have been in the rose bushes hiding. Like, it was just remarkable. This young girl, the horsemanship from both the boys and the girls that are out here is
brilliant.
Quite remarkable.
It is brilliant.
Absolutely.
And that's something that I suppose would be learned, but you need to have a bit of innate connection with the thoroughbred, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You've got to sort of be able to read your horse. A lot of horses, when they do go off, you notice the leaders a lot of focus because they don't get upset about it. They just walk them through because we always have in our heads, they're young horses. Mm. You know, they're animals, they're flight animals. So you're always prepared for those times when they do that. And 90% of the time, they're not doing it to hurt you. They're just doing it through fear because it's a lot for a young horse to take in from parading down at the barns and then coming up here with all these people and noise. It is a lot, so the handlers do a very good job.
Now, Sharky, you're not just selling, you're buying as well. Has Leneva purchased anything as yet?
Yeah, we had one more to fill. We set out at the start of the year to buy five race fillies to carry our colours, and then eventually when they're done on the track, they'll retire and they'll join our broodmare band at Leneva Park. So we had one more to buy, and it took a while. We'd made a commitment with Robbie Griffiths and Matt DeCock that we were going to buy one with them. So we tried at the Gold Coast. It didn't work out. We tried a few here, and it didn't work out. So stood out the back with Robbie's bloodstock agent, Peter Ford, and we watched this particular Shalar filly that we really liked, and he said, surely, this is our turn. And luckily it was. We got her for $150,000, so very happy with that. I think to be able to buy a Shalar filly as nice as she was, with good residual value behind her, but at great physique for racing. I think it's really exciting. So, yeah, we look forward to her wearing the black and green.
Absolutely. And, Jen, you sold one yesterday to Clinton McDonald?
Yes, we sold lot 88, our Rubik colt. Lovely, big, strong colt. And so, yeah, we're happy with that price. Happy that he's staying in Victoria.
And how many are going through the ring today?
So we have a busy day today. We've got the 6 horses to go through. So pretty busy for our staff.
All right, Sharky, who's the pick of the 6? Well, not the pick, because you can't split them, but you've got a couple of very well-bred ones going through the ring? Well,
Cable Bay out of Catch a Thief is going well. He's probably the strongest, Jen, isn't he? At the moment, he's been quite popular, and he's a nice sort of athletic running horse.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been out a lot of the times. Lovely walk on him, really good attitude.
You look at these horses back on the farm, and you look through them, as they go through the prep, and one filly in particular has really come on and improved, particularly in the last month. She's really starting to put a good body on a good frame. Magnus filly, we have lot 707 at a Shell Pegasus. It's a black type family, and look, she's been a bit of a, I don't want to say surprise packet, Jen, because she's better than that, but she's been very popular. A lot of good breeders have come and looked at her.
Yeah, absolutely. She's also not been in her box, which is great. Great walk on her, and she's quite a quirky filly, but here she's really thrived in the environment.
That, how much a difference could that make in the ring if you've got a fizzy, hot-headed horse out here? Could that cost you tens of thousands in the ring?
Possibly, yeah. Some people, you know, they're, especially with fillies, they're going around sort of skittish and tail in the air. You think, oh, are they going to be a bit hot? So, it can make a bit of a difference. Whereas with her, she could be like that, but she's really settled here, and that's improved her walk, her attitude, and people look at her now and go, yeah, nice filly, professional, and not silly.
Temperament's such a big thing. Yeah. And, you know, that was something that I remember used to go around with Peter Moody, and he said if you can approach a horse and they can see you coming, you lay a hand on it, it's calm and it accepts you, it's a really good sign that, you know, that horse has a decent nature and it's going to be willing to work with people. That's something that I learned early, and I try and do that, particularly with the fillies. And, yeah, some of them sort of turn their head and look at you and think, what the hell are you doing? But others, you know, want to snuggle in and have a little cuddle. So, yeah, they've all got different personalities. It's important that you try and find one with a good one.
Well, sounds like it's been a very good sale so far, and today could be the big day. Jen, wish you all the best
with
your little babies out there today. And, Sharky, a hand up again today or not?
There might be one there for Uncle Shark's sneaky list later on.